Welcome to Scaling Wellness, the podcast that will give you all the tools you need to grow your wellness business and thrive in the online space. I'm your host, Caroline Kopp, Pilates teacher and health coach, turned business mentor for wellness experts, teachers and coaches just like you. This is the podcast where we uncover the strategies, stories and tools to help you to scale your wellness business, build impactful digital products and create the time, money and freedom that you crave. If you're ready to grow your online presence, make a bigger impact with your clients and in the wellness industry, and uncap your revenue, you are in the right place. Let's dive in. Hello there, guys. Welcome to Scaling Wellness. Welcome back. So today, I need you to not leave me hanging. Do you clean the house before the cleaner arrives? Now, you know the feeling. It's the frantically tidying up so they don't think that you live in chaos. Or do you wash your hair before you go to the hairdressers? I once actually cleaned my entire bathroom top to toe, literally scoured it the day before the builders came in and ripped it out. So this is the kind of thing that I do. Are you doing it too? It made me laugh. It makes me laugh because I see this happen a lot. And it's exactly what I really love about this analogy is it is exactly how I used to run my business. I was always in the kind of getting ready. I was always polishing, perfecting, preparing for the moments where I'd feel ready to launch something or to post something or to put myself out there. You know, it's even on the most basic way, it's that like finding the perfect window before you go live on Instagram or making sure you've put makeup on. You know, it's those things. It's like, it's doing the stuff that make you feel ready. But this is and can be a bit of a myth, and it can be a very convenient way of pausing your business growth. Now, don't get me wrong, I will always clean the house before the cleaner comes, or at the very least have a really good tidy. But in the business world, if you are that person, it doesn't really work because it's actually the thing that will keep you the most stuck, is the thing that will keep you still. So I think we all have our versions of this, of things that you've done. We convince ourselves that we are preparing, that we are, you know, getting everything clear in our minds, that we are, you know, getting really strong foundations. But actually, it's usually procrastination, and it's usually stalling, and it's usually staying safe. It's very rarely necessary, because we don't want to risk getting it wrong. We don't want to risk failing. You know, God forbid someone comes to our website and our About Me page is a couple of months out of date, or, you know, the logo isn't quite where it should be, or the font isn't perfect. You know, all of these things, they're not going to change the direction of your business. They're not going to change the game for you, but they can be things that really keep you stuck for a long time. So when I first launched my very first digital program, which, by the way, was a failure, as were the following goodness knows how many. And I thought at that point I needed everything in place. And if you've been on any of my workshops, you will have heard me talk about this. The story of my first membership, where I spent a fortune, I think it was about £2,000 on a new website. I invested in all new lighting, all new recording microphones. I had a rebrand done, so new logos, new branding, new font, new messaging. I had a video editor that was editing every single video. It was costing me an absolute fortune. And what I found was that all of these things didn't really move the needle for the actual sales. When it came to actually selling that product, none of those things helped it. They were nice to have, and they potentially made me feel a little bit more confident, but they didn't make any difference. And I hear this a lot when people are talking about, for example, how do you record your videos? And when I say, just do it on Zoom, they say, but the quality isn't good enough. But in reality, your members, your future members don't really care. The Zoom quality is good enough. Now, if you are a bit of a perfectionist, a bit of an A-type, this is going to be a really challenging concept for you. Launching something that is good enough, the minimum viable product. Now, there is a reason behind this. It's not just about being scrappy, chucking stuff out there, doing half a job, earning all the money and, you know, doing very little for it. It's not that at all. Instead of it being that, it's testing first. What I don't want you to do, and I see this all the time, is to go out and create a beautiful program, get the branding done like I did, hire a premises for filming, have the perfect background, get the new camera, do all of that stuff, and then nobody buy it. Realize that nobody wants it. And that's what happened to me. I had 40 people sign up to that membership, which is actually pretty good for a first round, but nobody ever joined after that because I didn't have an audience. I'd exhausted them. Everyone that was going to join in my world had joined, and I had no way of growing it. So I'd spent all my money and resources on getting it to look perfect rather than putting my energy into growing an audience of people who wanted it so that I could continue to sell it. And then, you know, then having a lovely product would have been worthwhile. What I often say to people is, let's get you out there first. Let's launch something first. Let's make it imperfect. Let's make it a bit scrappy, but let's just do it. Face the fear, get it out there. And then, you know, in a year's time, if people are banging your door down and they really desperately want to work with you, then absolutely, that's the opportunity where we go back, we put you in a studio, we get the lights on, we film it, and we make it beautiful. Because at that point, the concept is tested and it works. We know it works, and now it's the time to refine it. Yesterday, I was at an away day for my Scaling Wellness Accelerator. We have three times a year we meet for an away day. So if you are a member, you are invited along. And I won't go into the details. I'll let my members tell their own stories. But what I really noticed in this group was a theme of movement creating momentum. So the ones who were making the biggest leaps weren't the ones who were sitting behind the scenes perfecting everything. They were definitely not the ones who felt completely ready, but they were the ones who committed to figuring out as they go, to stretching beyond what feels comfortable and taking really kind of quite messy action, you know, building the offer, running founder rounds, sending the emails, inviting people in, speaking to customers, having conversations with future potential clients, figuring out what people want, and really just moving forwards, doing the small percentage of things that actually make the biggest difference. I can promise you that the perfect website is not going to sell your digital program. It doesn't matter what your Instagram page looks like. At the beginning, of course, we want to go back and refine all this, but we have to start first and then we get clear. Because until we know what this product program is going to look like and who it's really going to attract, there's no point having a brand done. There's no point perfecting your photos. Because until you know absolutely who your clients are, who your avatar is, who you're speaking to, what they want, there is absolutely no point in you paying to go and have a website designed or a brand photography session done, because you will end up needing to repeat it. It won't be right. So we have to make sure that we really test and launch and do the difficult things first and then come back and refine afterwards. I have definitely got experience of stalling, as I've explained, but I've also got experience of launching messy and putting things out there before I have a perfect description of what that's going to be. And also my clients are doing, as I said, doing exactly the same. Now, one of my members recently launched a course and she had spent a long time. We're gonna say months trying to decide what the name for this program was. And of course, that was a really clever way of distracting her from actually going out and having conversations with people and actually inviting people into it. So what we did in the end was we parked the name and we had a working title and we called it and we told people it was going to be a working title so that people weren't expecting this to be the final option. They were aware that it's a work in progress. And that meant that gave her the freedom, rather than feeling like she needed to show up perfect, it gave her the freedom to ask them, you know, we're in week two, we've covered this, this, and this so far. What do you need next? What would help you most? Have you got too much content? Is there not enough? Are there gaps? What do you need now? So that those founder rounds, those founder members really got a very bespoke experience, and therefore she got great testimonials. Now, it was off the back of running that program that gave her the insight into actually what she should call it. Because by the time she'd run it, she had so much more clarity on what people want, on what people need. And the thing that I say to people all the time, and it's a really confronting topic, is that until you launch, you don't know. You don't know. You are an expert in wellness. You are an expert in providing solutions, but you are not an expert in what people want. And so we need to create something in the first instance that is 50% what we think they need. So we can, you know, provide the things that we know they need, but then we need to be open-minded to listening to our members. What is going to help the most? How can we help the most? And really have conversations with people. I often find that people are very reluctant to kind of target their existing warm audience when they build in the online space. They want to go out and create an online faceless audience of strangers. But actually, when you first launch, your first clients, your first customers, and the easiest way to do it is going to be to work with people that already work with you. And so often I'll say to people, right, okay, you've got seven PT sessions that run every single week. That's maybe, let's call it minimum 70 people. What do they want? If you were to pull together a program for them that was £500, what do they want? And I can tell you, 9 times out of 10, the response is, I don't know. I don't know what they want. Well, what they want, they get from the PT sessions. But do they? Are they getting what they want? Or what are the gaps for them? What else do they want? How else do they want support? How else do they want to move forwards? Because I can guarantee you out of those 70 people, there'll be at least 10% of them who do want more. So we need to find out what that more looks like. And we don't know that from our perspective until we have the conversations. Now, what can often happen here is that you can launch and then you can realize actually it's not quite right. It's not quite speaking to my people. It's not quite answering the question. It's not lighting me up to deliver it. It's not the thing that I want to be known for. And so if you had gone out and branded and spent months circling around a niche and a name and making decisions on all these things, ultimately you're going to change it anyway. So it really isn't worth putting months and years. What happens when you do that is that you are stalling and you are staying safe. Putting yourself out there and putting the potential program out into the world that might fail, probably will fail. Let's face it. How many people do you know that end up scaling their first iteration? I don't know many. So if we were to come at this from the perspective of it probably will fail. It probably won't be your end product. I think sometimes that's an easier sell than, you know, let's make the perfect thing now. Let's try. Let's fail forwards. And yesterday in this conversation that we were having in the away day, this is what came up over and over, is that actually the more you do it, the more empowered you are to go again. The more you think, okay, this is data. This is testing. This isn't about me. This isn't about how much people like me. This is about, can I create something that moves people from A to B? If I can, do I enjoy doing it? Do they enjoy doing it? Does it light me up? Do I want to scale it? How do I get an audience? What am I testing? Lead magnets, let's test a lead magnet. It's all about failing fast and failing forwards. So I really hope that from this, you're going to take away a few different things. I want you to start trying to avoid cleaning before the cleaner comes, to avoid making your world perfect before you put yourself out there. Now, I see this most often at the niching part of the business. And so I am in the works bringing you a product that is going to really help you with that niche spin. You know, that when you're circling and you can't decide and you've got so many ideas, but none of them feel quite right. So I'm going to be sharing that with you next week. But in the meantime, I want you to try and think about, stop waiting until the niche feels perfect and instead embrace the mess as part of the magic. Take a niche and run with it. Let's see. Let's see what happens. Yeah, it might take a bit of your time. Yeah, it might cost you a bit of money. But ultimately, until you do it, you are no closer to earning those big income months. You are no closer to that freedom. Stalling is going to keep you stuck. Taking messy action that might fail is going to be moving you forwards, because every time something fails, you know more for the next time. You are absolutely going to be empowered to do it again. So remember that actually staying still keeps you much further from that end goal. Moving, doing something, even if it doesn't feel perfect, even if it ends in failure, even if it's not going to work and we can't guarantee it, that movement is your fastest route. So I'd like you to take a few moments, if you can. If you are sitting in that I'm not ready space, I can't do it yet, I haven't got time, my website's not perfect, I need to do this, I need to decide a niche, I need to do that. Start instead with what you know, who you know. What can you help people with? What do you want to help people with? Pick something, toss a coin, decide if you're disappointed or not. You know, if the coin lands on the wrong side, you're going to feel it straight away. Go with the one that feels most aligned for you, that feels most exciting to you. Because ultimately, you can have the best niche in the world, the most strategic niche. And if it doesn't light you up, you're going to hate it. You're going to give up. You're going to hate the people you work with. You're going to hate delivering it. You're going to hate talking about it. And it will never grow. So you are much better off deciding if you are disappointed by the alternative and just going after something, with the mindset that it doesn't have to be perfect. You are not expected to be perfect. This is your permission slip to shed the perfectionist skin, to let that go, knowing that the only way to make this perfect is to start. The only way to start walking is to fall a million times first. The only way to learn a language is to get it wrong multiple times. So remember that to move towards perfection, you are still allowed to be a perfectionist. We can absolutely strive for excellence, but we have to take the steps, the messy steps, to get us there. So I really hope that this has been helpful. Like I said, I have something coming for you next week, which is really exciting. It's a product that is going to help you to stand out. I know that lots of people really struggle with the idea of a competitive market. The wellness space is busy and noisy. And of course it is. And that is a good thing, because it shows that there is a market there. But absolutely, you can get swallowed up in the algorithm and you cannot stand out when you're posting generic videos of yourself, generic content, things that aren't resonating. We need to know what it is you're going to talk about. We need to really get to the deep part of your niche in order to help you to stand out in that crowd, to cut through the noise. And so that's what is coming for you next week. And because you will be aware there is a Black Friday deadline looming, I'm going to be opening the doors to the Standout program for 7 days at a massive reduction in price. It is going to be a complete steal. You are literally going to be ripping my arm off and taking it with you, because it is going to be a huge bargain, because I want you to do it, because I see so many of you stuck in this space. This is going to be the game changer that you need. So stay tuned. That is coming on the 24th of November. If you are listening to this later, there's a really good chance that it's already available on my website. So go away and check that out. But if you are keen to get yourself a complete bargain, then stay tuned next week. I'll be sharing more. Thanks, guys. Really great to see you or hear you or not, either of those things, but to have you with me for this last 20 minutes. I hope this was useful. I will be back next week. Thanks for tuning in to Scaling Wellness. If you found today's episode valuable, I'd love to hear from you. Connect with me over on Instagram at Caroline Kopp. And drop me a DM and let me know what your biggest takeaway was. Or if you know a friend or colleague in wellness who would find this podcast useful, I'd love you to share this episode with them, or maybe tag it in your socials. It might be just what they need to hear today as well. And finally, if you are enjoying the podcast, don't forget, please rate and review. It helps more wellness professionals like you to discover the show, and ultimately allows us as a community to grow the wellness message and help more people. So until next time, remember, the problem you solve for your clients still exists. So keep sharing your wellness message.